This is Georgia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. This is Yip Jump Music on this fine Wednesday morning, and we're opening it back up with Hello Marjorie and the Walias, Tizita. Big hour of music coming up, and I would not want to dilly-dally and delay you. Some new releases at the top of the hour, and then the rest is just good old-fashioned radio fun. I played another single from this band last week. This other single that I'm about to play, they just dropped a couple weeks ago, and I believe they have another coming up in the next month or few days, indeed, prior to their album Poetry's release. The band is Dead, the song is Light On, the show is Yip Jump Music, and the station is WMFO.
Thank you. Went from seeing you every day and now you're never even calling me. And you know just how I feel about you, still you got me stalling it.
What's your problem?
When I think about it, I could feel you growing colder day by day. Now I wonder if you're getting closer to somebody else. Where
you at?
Hey, please be clear. If you're out,
if you don't let us in,
don't leave me hanging. You know it's at my cost. Soon I'll be giggling with someone that appreciates me. Fool me once, fool me twice. You let me in, then you let me down. Simple as that, no doubts that I'm finding out the meaning of love is blind. Turn us off without an explanation. You let me in, then you let me down. Simple as that, no doubts that I'm finding out the meaning of love is blind. Why are you left without an explanation?
You know my walls are tainted, and nothing ever looks the same. I pass your flat on the night bus, and the memory of when I first slept. I was eager to run home, but you made me feel welcome. But now, you just want to look away.
So, please be clear, if you're out, if you're down with us, and don't leave me hanging. You know this at my cost. Soon I'll be giggling with someone that appreciates me. Fool me once, fool me twice. You let me in, then you let me down. Simple as that, no doubts that I'm finding out the meaning of love is blind. Turned us off without an explanation. You let me in, then you let me down. Simple as that, no doubts that I'm finding out the meaning of love is blind. Why are you left without an explanation? You know the walls are tainted with a love you didn't feel. My favorite meals are tasteless, 'cause I cooked them once or twice for you. And all my favorite places made the mistake of showing them to you.
Don't 6-0-8-4-2. I've been trying all day, and I'm making no headway. Operator, what's wrong?
Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That's a little PSA that I'm thinking about this morning. I picked that one specifically because I was reflecting on my walk. On my walk from my home to the bus, I was thinking about how much I walk. And I feel like I've spoken on this before, but I walk a lot because I do not have a car. And I do like taking the train and the bus. And I take the bus every day to work, which is very far from where I live, objectively speaking. And it's just a very pleasant experience. And I do not go to the gym or things like that. I don't really have time to do that at this specific point. But I think I make up for it by walking quite literally everywhere. Well, that was the first half. I hope you had fun. I had a lot of fun. Those first two songs, I kind of did a little spiel for Light On by Dead, which was the first track that I played. Like I said, new 2024 release. That second track as well, also a new release off of the album Still, Erica Ducassier. She's Danish in Portuguese, so I do not really know how to approach her name, but that song Twice featuring Blood Orange was off of the record Still. This really, really interesting, not what I expected when I picked it up, but kind of like neo R&B moment, which is really fun for all my R&B heads out there. And I know you're out there. I would tap into that a little bit. Next, from Invitation to Hers, Carry the Doubt by Hers. I obviously, like, I have such an emotional connection to Hers and their music. I just feel like every time I kind of listen to their songs, I just, you know, it's very complicated. It's, you know, it's very sad. But I heard, I think it was Harvey, it was some like popular but still slightly deeper cut. I forget, it was off of this record. It was off of Invitation to Hers. And I immediately recognized it, but I can't think of what the song was. Anyway, I was in, what if she needs him? Anyway, I was in this random cafe in Dublin and they started playing the song and I was like, oh my God, I love those guys. That's so sad. And so I have been listening to Invitation to Hers a lot, and Carry the Doubt was just a song that stuck out to me this time. I think I approached this week with a lot of thought into, recently I've been thinking about physical media, and, I myself am a collector of physical media, specifically vinyl records, and, you know, it's obviously it's very expensive and it's very lucrative, but I think like the way that I try to approach it is, I think recently it's been more buying things from artists that are putting things out as they put them out, and sort of directly supporting them in that way. But even still, I find myself putting things off or like waiting for like the next Bandcamp Friday to like buy albums from artists I really like. And then when I go to the record store that maybe doesn't have only new releases or mostly new releases or any kind of curation of music after 1980, I get kind of lost in the sauce and I don't really know what I'm looking for. I don't really know what I'm doing. So recently I've been making a Grail list. Every record collector worth their salt has one. It's Grails. It's ones that I... They're my white whales. I know some of them are obviously more prevalent than others, but I picked this next record, Predicts the Future by Plumtree. I played the song You Don't Exist. You just don't exist. And because Plumtree is one of my absolute all-time, I need to own these records on vinyl, but as with the case with many bands of that kind of era, there aren't really records. I think they did a repressing in, I want to say 2017, because I think that's what's on Discogs, and they're all like $200 easy. So one day they will either repress them or I will find some deal somewhere. But that's kind of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about Grails. Or just like buy artists that I really, really love and that you don't see all the time. For example, I didn't always see all the time On Avery Island by Neutral Milk Hotel, but every time I did see it, I got excited and I was like, I should buy this. But then something in me, something unwise in me, or maybe wise, was didn't want to purchase it, and I would wait for whatever reason, and then it was worth waiting because they released a box set of all of their records and singles and EPs plus posters plus ephemera, and well, so now I have all the records and all the singles and all their EPs, plus live albums, plus posters, plus ephemera. So that was kind of worth it. But with other things, I feel like I just want to be more sensible about what I buy and when. Anyway, I bought self-titled Raincoats record recently, and that was not a purchase that I will ever regret ever, because I love that record a lot. And it sounds fantastic on vinyl. Same thing goes for the B-52s. Self-titled. It's really self-explanatory. Also not a hard record to find, but just one that I need very badly in my life. And yeah, every once in a while the SNL performance that they did, you know, back in the day, pops up, and people are like, wow, this is crazy. I never really think about, you know, music and whatever. And I'm like, I think people don't have looks anymore. Like, bands don't have looks. Bands aren't influencing fashion the way they used to, because bands are rarely seen. They're heard, not seen, you know? I think even in the era of the TikTok marketing tactics, bands are... I mean, it's not like a video of the band playing the song necessarily. Perhaps the artist is, like, featured in, like, the original, like, posting of the sound, but it's truly, like, a 15-second clip that is applied to so many other visuals, and the band artist itself themselves is totally divorced from it. So I don't think we're seeing the powerful visual aesthetic drive of bands anymore. So people always kind of act like, oh my god, this is so crazy, like, so crazy, because, you know, that used to be the thing, MTV Music Television. And I don't really know where I was going with that. Artists still definitely influence fashion, but I think you have to be, like, extremely famous to do that, and it used to not be the case. Anyway, my time's almost out. This next song is off of record that was not on Spotify for whatever reason. Now it's back on Spotify for whatever reason, and it made me really excited because I love this song. And it's crazy, and it's fun, and it's 100% de-evolution. It's 100% Devo, and it's 100% the song I'm a Potato off of Devo Hardcore. Please enjoy. We'll be right back.
certain stone for buried treasure, human bone. Medicine men tattoo ads on 10-year-olds with sucker pads. Rockets rust attack a cave, things fall apart while spacemen play. Now Daddy Zero drops his brown. Go down, down to de-evolution, self-execution, no solution. I'm a smut gun, I like to shoot them all.
This is our Love Boat Carnival Cruise Extravaganza experience. Thank you for coming. I'm Kathy Lee.
So from now on, this whole area will be the swabbing deck.
The poop deck.
No. This is the part where you play shuffleboard on.
Indeed.
I went up from Reno, I went up from Reno.
was Girl Germs by Bratmobile to close out our set. Had some, well, Less Time to Talk Now. We had some Lush off of Split, which is another very recent vinyl acquisition for myself. Because I was just like, I want to own more Lush records. Why am I holding myself back from this? It's crazy. It's crazy. Shop Assistance with What a Way to Die. I think my favorite version of that song, there's like three that are floating around there. This is my favorite. Snail Mail, Tiger Trap, The Moldy Peaches. I think most of this hour has been me trying to pretend like it's spring already. The Moldy Peaches are like one of my number one favorite artists, but also one of my number one spring and summertime artists. And I think I'm just trying to fool myself into thinking that it's not 34 degrees outside. No, I'll be generous at 35. Well, that will end the show for the day. Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Yip Jump Music on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I hope that everyone has a pleasant Wednesday. And next week, it'll be the next month, which will be April, which is crazy. Hit the comments with your April Fool's Day pranks. We've been cooking up pranks at my job. Which, let me tell you, they're all hilarious, and these kids do not know what's gonna hit them, because socks are gonna be knocked off with how funny these pranks are. And without further ado, that's it. I'm gonna be leaving you with Harry Nilsson. I'm gonna talk for like a minute more, because this song isn't that long, and there's no one else here right now, so I just wanna make sure that they have plenty of time to show up. Yeah, that's really it. What else is there to talk about? I talked about records, I talked about MTV. And oh no, the man ruined that too, a little thing called MTV. The other day I watched School of Rock for the first time in a very long time, and I realized that that movie is like tattooed on my heart backwards and forwards. I know every beat, I know every line, I just everything about it, and I love it. And I love how everyone who was involved and made this movie happen also loves it, because I feel like there's a lot of negativity, especially recently, around children being on TV and in movies. But that movie, I mean, I don't want to jinx it, but like, come on, it's so good. Anyway, it's a fantastic film. And I haven't seen Dune yet, but I will admit, people talking about Dune 2 has made me want to watch Dune 1. But I don't want to be doing too much. Okay, I'm going to play the last song now.
Don't know where life's going, but soon.